Otago University fascinating study shows international doctors are struggling with a cultural adaptation in this country. We need to improve our health systems. Cultural integration practices, otherwise we're going to lose these people. One of the participants summed up the attitude. The message is, apparently, you are in New Zealand now, do it our way. So the founder and managing director of Accent Health Recruitment, Prudence Thompson's with us. Prudence, morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Is this news to you, or is this basically what we already know?
No, look, I've been recruiting 25 years and everyone struggles when they come to a new country. I think it's just if you have the support in place and a good correct orientation and induction, and medical council have that in writing, I think people do adapt pretty well. Those who don't do struggle, and we're there to support them.
Do people understand what they're coming into when they come in from offshore, that there will be something significant that they're asked to do culturally?
Well, I'm not sure if it's culturally, but, you know, often you'll get a 90-year-old going, geez, I'm crook, I've got a sore gut, so I'm going to spew. Now, not all countries or languages understand what crook and guts is. So we try and set the expectation as much as we can and set up a buddy system so people have got someone to help interpret, if you like.
How much of this is race-based, though, as opposed to the older person speaking the colloquial language?
No, look, I don't think it's race-based. 60% of our doctors are offshore trained, so 60% of our workforce of medical professionals are from offshore. I'm in Singapore at the moment. We've been talking about what it's like coming to a new country. You know, we just set the expectation, make sure people are resilient and say that it will be different. But no one moves to a new country completely blind, very rarely, thinking it'll be exactly the same as their home country.
When this line from the study, you are in New Zealand now, do it our way, that's not acceptable, is it?
No, of course it's not. No, you've got to be there to support people, nurture them, give them a good orientation and make sure that they understand things are a bit different and, you know, give them the opportunity to ask. You know, for example, when a GP comes to New Zealand, instead of having quick 20-minute appointments, medical council ensures that they have longer appointments, they have a buddy with them and they've got a really good induction and orientation. And that's down in writing and they must do that, which is really important.
As far as English language countries go, are we an outlier in general?
No, I wouldn't think so. No, you know, people are attracted to Australasia. I don't think it's different from any industry outside medical. And I think all countries, you know, medical migrants are quite resilient and they're quite mobile. And we just want to smooth the pathway and be respectful and welcome them and support them. It's hard work migrating. It's an absolute, you know, roller coaster.
All right, Prudence, nice to talk to you, and I appreciate you getting up in the early hours of a Singapore morning for us too. Prudence Thompson, Accent Health Recruiter.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.